Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Happy to. It's one of my favorite topics to talk about.
First, tell me a little bit about how the Children's Museum has been handling during this pandemic. Obviously, children can't really be coming into the museum right now. What have you guys been doing? How have things been for you guys?
We like to say that while the building is closed, our mission continues. And while our doors are closed, our hearts and minds continue to remain open. And we have been doing quite a bit virtually. So the museum doors closed on Friday the 13th, March the 13th. We'll never forget that day. And they have remained, our building has remained closed. But like many children's museums and many museums in general, we did the big pivot, that was the word everybody used, and really took a lot of our programming that typically is hands-on, open-ended, child-directed, and really changed that and put that online. And we've done that, that's all been free as well. So we have a pretty big social media impressions, and our social media posts are almost daily.
So a lot of bringing the Children's Museum into people's homes.
Yes, we love to say that. We don't want the mission, even when we were open, we never wanted the mission to stay within the museum walls. The goal was always for the mission to go back home or go back to the classroom or go back into the community. So now more than ever, it's good that we always had that mindset because it just allowed that to be magnified, once the pandemic and all the restrictions hit. So we were doing that before pandemic.
In children's museums, I know in the Delaware Children's Museum, there are a lot of, sort of hands-on activities that children are doing. Children are playing with each other all the time. Obviously, we know that a lot of children can be messy kids. Has there been a plan that you guys have been developing in terms of what's going to happen to the museum post-COVID? Are things going to change in terms of how children are interacting in the museum and how people are going to be playing in this museum?
Safety and cleanliness will always be top priority at the Delaware Children's Museum. That was pre-pandemic, will be post-pandemic. We always like to say you can never be too safe or too clean. And that's just because that's our audience, right? You need to make sure that the adults that are coming, that are making decisions to come to the museum, you always want them to be able to say yes, right? That it's clean and safe. And if it's not safe and clean, then they're not going to want to come back, no matter how much they learn or make a memory or have a good time. So we learned that a long time ago. So that's always been paramount. I can't stress that enough. We've always been very stringent on cleaning and sanitizing, so sanitizing all the props on a daily basis. I think we're also a learning institution, and as a learning institution, we want to learn from the scientists and the doctors and the people that this is their vocation and training. So we're also learning from them and listening to them and listening to their recommendations. So I think as scientists and doctors learn more about the virus, we're learning more about how best we can keep guests and staff safe. And that seems to be evolving over time. So our response has been evolving over time as well. And I believe that once we reopen, we will be the safest that we possibly know how to be. We listen to the governor's guidelines, every week. We are in touch with Association of Children's Museums. There's a weekly call with other executive directors on a weekly basis that I listen to. So we're learning from one another, because certainly I'm sure as you have researched, there's some children's museums that have reopened and some that have stayed closed, depending on, you know, their state and their city and their region. So we've learned from one another, and we've shared about what's working. You know, so I know what's working, and from some children's museums that have, you know, reopened. You know, a lot of the staggering of times, right? That's what a lot of children's museums are doing. And, you know, depending on when the Delaware Children's Museum reopens, will depend on if we have to do the staggered times and hours, or is it going to be post-vaccination is when we reopen. So I think that's going to depend, you know, when we talk about the moving target, we're just not real sure yet.
Lastly, I mean, obviously, since you mentioned that we don't really know a reopening date and things are kind of a moving target right now, I mean, how are you guys doing? I haven't really learned how you guys are doing. I know that a lot of children's museums are kind of struggling financially. I've seen a couple of children's museums closing, or museums in general, just because they couldn't afford to stay closed for so long. How long can you guys, you know, afford to stay closed into the future until, you know, we actually get a reopening date?
Yes. You know, I think that's something that, you know, museums, children's museums, we've all been, you know, there's been lots of interesting discussions. Certainly children's museums, and certainly the Delaware Children's Museum, we were so proud. We really depend on our earned revenue versus contributed revenue. We're about a 65-35 split, so 65 earned revenue, 35 contributed revenue. And a lot of that earned revenue certainly was admissions. We had over 140,000 guests come through our doors last year. It's admissions, birthday parties, field trips, museum rentals, our retail store. Everything was up. We were doing phenomenal. When I tell you, Roman, we were phenomenal. And, you know, then the pandemic hit, and we had to have all sorts of different conversations. So, you know, right now we still have our 6 full-time staff. So we are a scrappy museum. We are very resourceful. And we've really learned that in the last 5 years, just the importance of being safe, clean. How are we really utilizing staff and any of the resources the best way that we know how. We did a whole exhibit out of cardboard boxes. You know, we have a cardboard box maze. So we're very resourceful pre-pandemic, and we expect to be the same post-pandemic. I think that mindset has really helped get us through. We're depending on that mindset to help get us through this time. The really great thing about Delaware Children's Museum is being in Delaware. And Delaware has definitely wrapped, Delawareans love their children's museum and see it as a resource and, you know, want their children's museum to succeed. And so do our elected officials. And I mean, we just had a tremendous support. So does our museum community and arts and culture community. They have been incredibly supportive, whether it's the Delaware Museum of Natural History. We've been going there on Saturdays to engage and keep the Children's Museum mission alive at the Delaware Museum of Natural History. So we're incredibly grateful to Halsey and all the great folks there. We just have a great support system in our arts and culture and nonprofit community in Delaware, and we expect, you know, to reopen and keep on playing. We miss children and families. I do personally. It's sad.
Well, great. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Yeah, and good luck to all the, you know, our fellow museums and children's museums. We're a strong, creative, thoughtful group. And, you know, I believe in the power of and the importance of children's museums and our field. And I'm very proud of the field and all the people that work in it.